Leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you again for our ninth group leader podcast. Today we have Brandy Johnson with us, a young adult group leader, and today's topic is helping your group members to own your group. So Brandy, tell us about how long you've been leading.
So I've been leading with my husband Brandon for about 4 years now. And it's been pretty awesome. The current group that we've been leading, we've been doing that for 2 years now, and we're pretty close, and I'm super excited for this upcoming season.
Now, there was a day you helped lead a group that had three couples as co-leaders, and I think you were the apprentice, is that right?
That is correct. I was an apprentice. That was back, I want to say like 2015, so a long time ago. And they approached us. They really believe that Brandon, my husband, had really great leadership qualities. He's very big into studying scripture, and he's very knowledgeable about the scriptures. And so that really piqued their interest in having him be an apprentice. And I also followed right underneath, but I played more of the administrative role.
Gotcha. Tell us about more about your current group.
So my current group, like I said before, we've been a group now for 2 years. So this will be our third year when a group starts back up. It has been a bit of a challenge this year. I know a lot of other group leaders are having the same challenge with attendance. It just seems like ever since we got out of the COVID season that people's schedules are just very busy. They're filling up, and we've also struggled with that. So outside of that, I mean, we're very close. When we're in group together, it's great. It's just getting everybody to show up. Also, we've been just kind of struggling with people being more invested at Grace. But we're on the topic of owning our group. So this year we plan on having a really heart-to-heart conversation about how we can own our group in hopes that later they'll own Grace more.
And Brandy, when you say own your group, what exactly do you mean by that?
Just everybody playing their part. There's so many things, so many different elements to group. We have the person who leads the group. We have prayer, we have snack, we have babysitting. There's just so many different, you know, things that make a group a group. So just really focusing in on people's giftings and their skills, and just, you know, even if it's not even something that I said, and maybe something that they want to take on, like, you know, serving our community, like, you know, whatever it may be, having them step into that role to own their group. So it's not just you come, you hear somebody speak, you answer questions, and you go home.
Yeah, that's great. Brandy, I know that you're passionate about discipleship and you're a champion of group life. You've led in women's Bible study and you're currently leading in Grace Group. I'd love just to kind of hear the positives about co-leading in a group.
Oh, yes. So it's definitely helpful to have someone share the responsibility. It can be a lot, especially when there's care needs, especially when there's just challenging conversations. It's just good to have someone else speak into that, because sometimes you get stumped and you're not too sure how to really navigate, or you don't know how to handle, you know, a specific care issue that may come up. So just having that extra person that can speak into that and that can help you, and you guys can just come together and create solutions.
Yeah, that's so good. What do you think about are some of the greatest challenges when it comes to co-leadership?
I think some of the greatest challenges that can come is definitely being on the same page. I've heard before just some issues with co-leaders just not necessarily agreeing on things, agreeing on specific topics, agreeing on just how groups should go. There's some who like to focus on community, where it's more social, and then some who want to get into the Bible the whole time, which also both are really great, but it can be hard to find that balance, and sometimes people kind of lean towards one more than the other.
Yeah, I can actually speak to that. We had a group a couple of years ago, not yours, that had two co-leader couples, and one was following the message guide, doing all the things we ask group leaders to do and groups to do. And yet the other couple, all they wanted to do was be social and just have dinner. They didn't even really want to open the scriptures. And so we had to have several heart-to-heart conversations, and over time, the other couple dropped out because they just didn't want to follow the plan of having a healthy balance of build relationships and study scripture. And so that turned out to actually be kind of a problem.
Yeah.
Well, Brandy, you've been around Grace for quite a while now, and you know just the importance of developing leaders, and you know that we're a growing church, and we want more and more people to join groups and to grow in community and to grow in their faith. And so when it comes to being in your group, what do you do? How do you approach looking for new leaders within your group?
I really pay attention during our discussions. I feel like the best way to find your leaders is to pay attention to how people are responding to the questions. You can really tell when someone comes prepared to group, where they're, we like to send our questions before groups so that people can look over it and they can know what's coming. We found that it's just better flow when that happens. But I really pay attention to how people are responding to the questions. Are they studying the scriptures? Are they bringing scriptures forth into the questions, connecting the message to the scripture, like really just scripture, and just the thoughtfulness behind what they're saying. We actually have a couple who is in our group that I feel like they are on the right track to becoming a group leader, to the point where when my husband and I are not able to make it to a group, they step up and they take over and I don't worry about it at all.
That's great. How do you go about having a conversation with a person or a couple in your group that you think has the potential to become leaders, but maybe they just seem hesitant?
Well, I believe that we should all have really great relationships with our members. And so for me, because I have that, I am just a straight shooter and I just ask. I can see the difficulty behind it because it is a responsibility. It's a big responsibility. But I just know the greater purpose behind it. And at the end of the day, we need more group leaders. And there's so many people who are looking to be in a group. So having the why behind is just really a good starting point.
Yeah, that's awesome. We really do need all of our group leaders to be on the prowl, so to speak, for the next generation of leaders. In fact, we're going to turn the page. Thank you, Brandy, for your time and all that you do for Grace. Group leaders, here's your action step. Have the conversations with your group members to take more ownership of their group. And that includes maybe they step up and lead the Bible discussion sometimes. Maybe they lead the snack schedule or the prayer time, or they become the shepherd that's paying attention to people's hurts and needs. But we really do need people to take some steps so that eventually we have more group leaders over time. So group leaders, thank you. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.